Some of you could remember being called greedy. Some of you could even remember being called greedy monkeys. We have to learn from our experience and go forward. This morning, I'd like to share with you two lines which have leapt out of pages which I have read this week. The first is a line from the book of Proverbs, which says, "You are what you think you are." And I can see with one or two nods that you've come across that line before, and you know what it is like to nod your head under these circumstances. The second line that I want to read to you this morning says very simply, it's from a man named Carol Wilson Baker, who writes, "Courage, courage is fear that has said its prayers." I wonder if we realize how often we have gone instantly to God in prayer when we've had some sense of disaster or problem or whatever. It's there. Courage is fear that has said its prayers. And sometimes these prayers come in a way that we never expected or would have thought would be appropriate. You are what you think you are. And our experience is that at the very core of our consciousness, there is a receptor station which receives messages. So long as these messages are of beauty or of hope or of humor, of faith, of power, no matter what they come from, the world around us or the world that it's just outside, they come particularly in a world where men and women are creatures of faith. We are to understand that we are filled with life. Life is good, and the good is God's Spirit, God Himself, beside us and within us. But you know, as I know, from experience, that when the wires are down, we receive no messages like that, or when the messages are recovered, they very often are full of pessimism, with an icy chill of cynicism, or the disabling paralysis of fear. Then our vitality is in danger and our life begins to shrivel up. Many of us will have had a sense of that at some time in our life. Apprehension, anxiety, doubt. We need to know that courage is fear that has said its prayers. We know what it's like to be fearful. I wonder if we've ever thought of praying as a strengthener to overcome all that seems to be taking over our life. I don't know what tomorrow will bring, or the next day. None of us is able to tell the future in those terms. The future will be who prophesied COVID. But COVID's past, or is it? What is the next problem that is going to strike communities across the whole world? What is going to be the destructive force? Is it greed? Is it cheekiness? Or is it behaving like another creature called a monkey? As long as we have the strength, the love, and the hope, we know the kind of courage that we need, and we do know who is able to give it to us. There is a plan for our life, for we are God's children and we are in His hands. And there may be times, like human parents, He says to us deep within ourselves, watch the greed, watch the way you react and share with other people. And we have to remember that God has placed us here and that He has plans for our lives. That's a beautiful thought. And the writer of Proverbs tells us that we are to think of that day by day. And if you want a biblical example of what I've been saying, then turn your eyes and your minds to Joseph. Joseph, a young man who is often remembered simply for his coat of many colours. And Joseph would have been forgiven if he had interpreted the messages he was receiving as telling him that he was born to be a victim, misunderstood by his father, betrayed by his brothers, wrongly accused by his employers because of the falsehood that he had raped her. He befriended and helped others get out of jail. Joseph could easily have become an embittered young man, full of hurt and pain and resentment. How tempting it must have been to unleash his revenge on his brothers when he came in front of them. Brothers who appeared before him as supplicants, seeking food to be taken back to their homeland, not necessarily on this occasion being greedy. But what do we read? Joseph reaching out to his brothers and saying, don't be upset. Don't blame yourselves because you sold me here. It was really God who sent me ahead of you to save people's lives. You are what you think. Ultimately, in every life, we each find ourselves at one time or another faced with a test and a trial. And I tell you that the outcome will be determined by our mental disposition. A thought which may not have occurred to you as yet in your life. Nathan Sharansky was a Russian dissident who was allowed eventually to leave Russia. He tells in his autobiography that in reality he became a free man 13 years before he was allowed to walk across the bridge from one side of Berlin to the other. He claims that his liberation began when he became a refusenik, when he began to refuse all that the societies of government and law in his own country would have forced him to undertake. He did not bow down to the tyranny of the state, but it was the courage which came from his understanding of who he was, a child of God, that gave him strength. It gave him understanding. It allowed him, enabled him to develop the resolve not to submit to those who would give him things which would be painful in mind or body or spirit. Men who would have him compromise his ideals. Sharansky tells that he spent 9 years journeying through the Russian prison system. And during that time, he was deprived of letters and visits from his family for periods which lasted into years. He spent over 400 days in special punishment cells, 200 days on hunger strike, but eventually compelled to submit to forced feeding, and so much more of physical and mental anguish. But nevertheless, he survived, he prevailed. And by physical standards, Sharansky was a small man, but armed with a belief in himself and his God, the God of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And like Joseph, Sharansky became what he thought, and he too triumphed over prison bars. But as we know, there are different types of prison bars. There are those which are physically bars on windows and in doors. There are bars which reflect the way that we live and behave and relate to other people. There are bars which we cannot in any way knock down, that we might put a hand or a body out and not be able to get back again. In a recent magazine article, a lady tells how stunned she was when her doctor told her that she had breast cancer, had it at the age of 43. After 9 years of motherhood, she believed that she was just starting a career in journalism, which would give her great satisfaction. It seemed to her, she said, that her life was ending as it was restarting, just at the beginning, new experience of new ways. And there is a big, big black cloud hovering over her head. She writes, "Illness can turn us inside out, causing us to define ourselves slowly on a laboratory's findings and different treatment patterns." But she writes also, "We are more than that." She wants to understand, and us to understand, the delicate balance between truth and hope. And she concludes her article by saying, "I am doing my part. I'm not looking for a miracle, just enough to get by." What bars enclose your space? What bars ensure that the fears which are within us are not released to another world? How often do we sabotage our life by drawing into our minds messages which are negative and destructive, messages which will prevent us from being what we are intended to be? Listen again to the words of Carol Baker. Courage is fears which have said their prayers. And so remember Jesus' words of prayer. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And so as you go from this sanctuary this morning, say to yourself and to your God, Father, into your hands I place my spirit.